You are listening to Keep It Real with Terry and Sonny.
And if you've been enjoying these videos, make sure you press the like button right at the end. We don't want you to miss one of these videos. And by liking it, it helps us to get the more content out there to more people.
Get the word out.
So right there. Just smash it. Just get it out the way right now. Smash it. Just smash it.
Smash it right now. Get that out the way, man, because you know we might forget later.
Yeah.
All right. Okie doke. Okay. Today's lesson, we're going to continue where we started last week. It's going to be foundation. This is going to be foundation lessons, okay? And I'm not sure how many we're going to have, but after we finish with that, then we're going to get into principles that God says, okay, about getting wealth and everything, okay? So last week, the title for today is that why should Christians control the world's wealth? You know, why should, you know, I mean, I know Christians and other people are going to have that. And they're going to want us to answer that. Why should we, you know, children of God, control the wealth? And we're going to be talking about that in this lesson today. And it's a basic foundation lesson. You need to go. If you didn't listen last week, you need to go listen to that one. And then, you know.
Right.
Okay. So you want to share a little bit on that?
Right. And that's a very interesting topic. You know what I'm saying? Because the world's always changing. Everything's changing, and it never stays the same. And you know, I was thinking about the controlling of the wealth and everything, and I was trying to pull back in the Bible, and I was trying to look in the Bible and see what happens, you know, because there were times to transfer wealth in the Bible. It talks about it, like in with the Jews, the money got transferred to the Jews from the Egypt. But you know, the funny thing about it was, Terry, in that time when it got transferred, they didn't know how to act.
Right, you're right.
With the money. Mm-hmm. So that's when they started making golden calves with their stuff. Yeah. They started doing things that were abominations to God. So that's why these principles are so important.
They forgot about God.
It's they got worse and they forgot about God.
I can't see God. Let me make something like I worship, you know?
And that's why God wants you to learn these principles.
Yeah.
Because if you learn the principles, money doesn't make you evil.
No.
It just enhances who you are. Yeah. If you're a bad person, you're going to be a worse person. If you're a good person, you're going to be a better person.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So learning the principles is kind of the reason why, because that way if God does bless you, then you could be able to be more of a blessing.
Amen, amen. Okay, now, last week, just want to say this one thing. Last week, we talked about the wealth of the world. There's so much wealth in the world. There's always going to be wealth in the world. God created the world, and he owns it all, and he put it there. And we're never going to run out all that wealth.
Right.
I mean, until at least God's finished, and he sends, you know, to the end times, and he sends Jesus for that last end time harvest, okay? There's always going to be wealth in the world, okay? And that's what we basically talked about last week. So you need to go see, go listen to that one. Okay, now today, I got a theme that through all these lessons we're going to be talking about, this is a theme. You got to catch this, and you got to get this in your spirit. God, you know, the wealth of this world is transferred. It's transferred by God.
Right.
He wants to transfer the wealth of the world to the Christians. And that's our central truth of every lesson we're going to talk about.
Right.
And you need to know why. You need to know what the word says about it. And it's, like you said, there's times the Bible is full of places where God blessed his servant abundantly, you know?
Exactly.
That's what we'll be talking about. And we're always going to have that theme that because God has their wealth always get messed up with that. It's
transferred.
Okay, he always has, God has that system, and that, you know, always, okay?
Right.
All right?
But when the people start to do, I think a lot of it has to do with, it's just like the sin. You know, when you mess up the first time, God doesn't come. God's not standing in heaven with a lightning bolt ready to strike you down.
No.
You know what I'm saying? That just nothing. If you read the scriptures, it talks about how their sins became full. You know, how the sins became full. Because a lot of people, you know, when you think, say, why doesn't God do this? Why doesn't he do it now? Because God has a time for everything.
Amen.
And in his perfect timing, other things had to happen. It's like with the Jews. The Jews had to stay in captivity for 400 years. The reason why they had to stay in captivity for the 400 years was because God was waiting for the sins of the Amorites to become full. Mm-hmm. And the reason why God waited so long to have Abraham have a child, because the seed of Abraham was also going to be Christ.
Amen.
And Christ didn't come God had a set time for Christ to come. God wanted, so if Isaac would have been born earlier, Jacob would have been born earlier, they would all the Jews would have been born earlier, then they would have put back the time that God had for it. God has a time that he has specified for everything, and we don't always understand that time. And it's just like with the blessing, God has a time that he wants to give you a blessing. When you know, I always found out, Terry, God always came through when I needed him the most.
Right.
True. You know what I'm saying? Amen. When I needed it the most, that's when it came through.
Right.
And because a lot of time I think about it like, oh, man, if I wish I would have waited to do this, because if I would have waited to do this, I would have seen this, I would have seen that.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
It's like the stock market. They say the stock market is the most bipolar thing.
Yeah.
People are always either going crazy buying or they're going crazy selling.
That's right.
And both ways. Right. And what you gotta do is you always gotta do the opposite of what everybody else is doing. And it's the same thing. It's the same thing with God's principle. People are always going crazy one way or going crazy the other way. They always want to go to the far side or go to the left side. And God always wants to keep us in the middle.
That's right.
So
that's
if he gets us in the middle, that's where he can bless us at.
Amen. Amen. And I got a scripture that we're going to talk about. We mentioned it last week, and this is probably going to be a scripture that we're going to say often because it's really important. And that's in 2 Corinthians 9:8, and it says that this is God's plan for your finances. By the way, it says that, and God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. Now, I'm going to say it again, and I want to add a couple of things to it. You know, not to the scripture, but the reason. I caught that. That's why I said that. I'm not adding to the scripture. I just want to say, that scripture says, and God will generally provide all you need. I mean, all you need, everything you need to live, live good. All right. And it says, why he does that? Of course, he knows he loves you and he cares for you, but it's more than just that, okay?
Right.
Because if he just stopped there, we'd only get our own stuff. It'd all be about ourselves.
Right.
You know, and God's not a God like that. God gives to everybody. He'll give. He gives. And God's not selfish. He don't hold nothing back, okay? So when you get all your needs met, that's only half of it.
Exactly.
Can't stop there, okay? So why? Then you will always have everything you need, okay? That's the first part. And then the other part is, and you have plenty left over to share with others. And some translations say, for every good work.
Right.
You know? And that's being blessed. You know, that's the blessing of God, because He wants you to be a blessing so you can bless others, basically, you know?
Right.
You know? And when you get that down into your heart, your spirit, and you got that word in your mind, the scriptures on the mind.
Exactly.
Nothing can stop you.
Well, God wants you to be happy.
Yes.
And that is the scripture in Proverbs. I don't remember exactly where it is, but it said, but it says, even if you're happy, even being poor, life can be a party.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because the biggest thing God's worried about is you being happy. He doesn't He doesn't want you to be poor and sad. He doesn't want you to be rich and sad. He wants you to be happy. Mm-hmm. And he knows that we need stuff. You know, we try to get into so much of a religious mode, and try to see like, oh, well, you know, and go from one extreme, you know, God wants me to be poor, that way I can be humble, or God wants me to be so rich that I can do everything for everybody and everything. But the thing about it is, God's got a perfect place for you. Right down, like I said earlier, right down the middle, he's got a place where he knows where your zone is, that you're going to be the happiest. You know, there's at the end of Proverbs, the guy said, and I can't remember the guy's name for nothing, but he said, God, don't make me too rich. that I might forget you, but don't make me too poor that I might forget you. Basically, that's what he says. Wow. You know what I'm saying?
Can't do that.
So he wants you to be happy all the time.
Right.
And that's what the whole thing about the scriptures is. Learning those foundations where you're happy. Right. You know what I'm saying?
That's why these lessons are so important.
Yeah, exactly.
And all these principles that lay down the road we'll be sharing.
It makes you happier.
You know what makes you happy? Is given to other people.
Exactly.
You know, because God designed, God's a giver. He gives his best. And all through the Bible, you can see where he gave.
Right.
And God expects something when he gave, okay?
Right.
You know, he gave it, look, he gave Jesus. He sent Jesus down, died on the cross, okay, to make it so we could be all, you know, we could be made right with God and, you know, all sins would be gone.
Exactly.
We could go to heaven, okay? And through that, look, all through that, and then the Holy Spirit could come and through all that, look, all the people got saved. And that's what it's all about, souls.
Right.
It's all about salvation, you
right.
know? And there's so many more people that's got to get saved before Jesus comes back.
Right.
And that's got to be financed by, you know.
Exactly.
It's got to be financed.
And that makes you happy. You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
You give,
when you're
you
doing those
you
kind of things,
you got to start off
you
where you at.
Exactly.
You're not, if you're just getting into this thing, you're not going to give hundreds of dollars, nothing, you know?
Exactly.
You know? I mean, you got to start small. The Bible says start with small things.
Yeah. He who is faithful in the little will be faithful in the much. You know what I'm saying? You got to start where you're at and everything, and then you work your way down the line. And, you know, it's just to find the joy of it, you know?
Right.
And you know, it's hard to start.
It is.
Because
it is.
A lot of time we want to do something good, but we hear it in our mind, man, don't do that, don't do that.
Yes.
But, and we think it's ourselves.
Well,
you think it's you.
I think
it's me.
You think it's me?
But it's not us.
You think it's you?
It's a mind attack that's coming against your mind. The enemy doesn't want to bless people.
That's the battlefield. Your mind's the battlefield.
Right.
You got all these negative thoughts, and if you don't combat them with the Word of God and what it says about that, then you're going to have a hard time.
Yeah, giving is one of the hardest things to do.
Yes.
Because goes against your
flesh. The devil knows that.
Nature.
You think the devil wants us to finance the time harvest? No.
No.
The devil wants to bring as many people we can to hell with. See, the devil knows the Bible. He knows the end of the Bible. He knows where he's going.
Right.
But you know he's going to hell. But he wants to take as many people he can.
Right.
You know?
And he hates God's creation. Yes. You know
That's
what I'm saying?
Right.
Every time he sees them, he sees you, you remind him of God.
Right.
And you remind him that you're a reason why he's going to hell.
Yes.
Because he sees God. And when he sees God, he said, he's sending me there.
That's one of the reasons now why when somebody gets saved and accept Christ, they celebrate in heaven. It's a big
exactly.
party. Why? And you know what the devil's doing? Lost another one, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, you're hurting the devil. You're torturing the devil when somebody gets saved.
Yeah, if you want to watch a good movie about that, it's a real simple movie, but very easy to understand.
Right.
Watch The Pilgrim's Progress.
Yeah,
you kind of understand how he feels about when somebody gets saved and everything on that video and everything.
And the devil knows that. Hey. All the technology and everything is coming out. It's going to take a lot of money to get that last end time harvest in. And the devil knows that. So he's trying to stop as much as he can.
Right.
He knows that if he can stop that, he's going to delay it.
Right.
He knows he's going to hell, but he's trying to delay it as long as he can.
Right. And you know, I was talking about technology stuff. I was reading an article about that, and it's talking about all the technology stuff and all these virtual worlds people are getting into and everything.
Yeah,
how people are getting into that and everything. But you know, what it does, it gets you in a position where you're just dependent on yourself.
Mm.
You know, that's the worst place you want to be is when you're dependent on yourself.
It's not about yourself.
Exactly, because if you're, number one, God, in God's economy, God's system, we're all supposed to work together.
Yep.
And you need me as much as I need you. I need you so I can have the joy of blessing you.
Amen.
And you need me so I can be able to bless you.
When you said that, it clicked in me that where you saw this in the Bible, this was working perfect, where everybody was helping each other. In the book of Acts, when the church started, everybody gave everything they had, and they were giving to everybody. And everybody had their needs met.
Right.
And everybody, you know, and they were all happy and they were spreading the gospel, you know. And that's how the church started.
Yep. And then it went down from there, after that, we got into the dark ages. Because we got away from what the principles was. But and you know, then the church started to explode when in the 1940s, when the war was going on, everything was happening again. And everybody started needing each other. They started sharing again. Then the church started exploding again.
Right.
That's the key to revival, Terry.
Yes,
the key to revival is helping each other.
We get to that stage. state again like the first church in Acts was,
yeah,
you won't need no other help because you have it all.
Exactly.
You have God's help, and he's the source anyway. He owns everything anyway.
Exactly.
And it's coming from him. So all you need to be met, and you'll be helping other people. That's what he wants us to get to. All our Christians,
exactly.
Get like, you know?
Exactly.
It's just like the book of Acts when it first started.
Because the person that's getting the help needs help, and the person that's giving the help is getting help.
And what happens when I'm sad at guys, I can't help it. What happened when all that happened? You know how many people came to church,
thousands,
got saved? Thousands of people started getting saved. The gospel started
3,000 one day, 5,000
yes,
another day. It was blowing up.
The church
up.
Was doing what God says. Don't think about yourself. Just think about others. And by doing that, God takes care of you.
Yep.
You know?
But when you get into this, and you know, I'm not saying games are bad. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing wrong with sitting down, defragging your mind, playing a game and everything.
I'm excited. It's good.
But the thing about it is, you know, Terry, at one time, if somebody went and tell you that they did this, they did this, they did this, but they didn't really do it, you would think they were crazy. You know what I'm saying? But now it's becoming, we're almost accepted. You know what I'm saying?
Also in the book of Acts, you saw what happened when they said they, you know, Holy Spirit, huh?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
You saw what happened to them. And that could happen again.
Yeah, Ananias and Sapphira, you know what I'm saying? They said they did something they didn't do. You know what I'm saying?
What happened? They dropped dead right there.
Yeah. Well, you know, and the thing about it is, it creates, we have to be, we need each other as a body. I need you. You need me. We need y'all. Y'all need us. Everybody needs each other. Because what happens is the Bible said when brethren dwell together in unity,
amen,
then it is good. It's like the oil drift of a Aaron's beard. And because we need each other, that way God can prosper us.
Amen.
And the church wasn't in lack because God was meeting all their needs. And so that all works together. You know what I'm saying?
Remember, your flesh don't want to do this.
Right.
Your flesh is going, and you're going to get these thoughts, negative thoughts, and if you feed on that, you ain't going to do it. And the devil sure don't want you to do it. So he's going to try to stop you too.
Right.
You
know? It goes against, it's contradictory to human nature. You know, I was reading about this guy, I just kind of stumbled upon him about a week or so, and I was reading about him. His name is Andrew Carnegie. I don't know if you ever heard of him.
I think so.
Yeah, he was the owner or the head honcho of American Steel back in the thing. And they said that man gave away over $330 million.
Wow.
Or $1 billion, something like that. And at the time, he was one of the richest men in the world.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He was like the Bill Gates of that time. You know what I'm saying? And he gave away all this money to help people and everything.
Yeah.
And see, that's how God, but who he gave it to somebody.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It might not have been me.
Yeah.
It might not have been you, but he gave it to somebody. Somebody got the blessing out of that. And that's what that's the transfer of wealth thing.
That's what we're talking about, transferring the wealth, you know, all right? Now, just came to me again, man. The Holy Spirit's working with me today. I was showing the options you got using the Bible. Well, this is good. This is the word of God because this is what you need to do it with.
Exactly.
You know, and then everything else will come. See, God's going to say, okay, this is Sonny. I'm God. Play, I'm God. Well, you know, I'm not really God, but, you know, I'll give this to Sonny. That's yours. But wait, Sonny.
Oh, no.
That's only your part. I'm giving you this much more so you can give that part.
Oh, okay,
so,
God. You want me to give
this
away.
What you got to give that part. Because you know what happens if you don't give that part? God's going to say, okay.
Whoa. Oh, and then you'll grab this and back
to you. You want this? You want all your needs met?
Yeah, hold on, Lord. Here, they want it. Here, God.
You want all your needs met, Sonny?
Definitely
okay.
Want my needs met.
Okay, you do that part. You do all the, you do what I say and do it. I'm going to give you that much.
Yep.
You know?
And that's scriptural, because God says it. He talks about there's a place in the Bible. He talks about the be given talents, and he said that the ones that were faithful with the little, he gave them more. He doubled what they had. He not only gave them more, but he doubled what they had.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
There's no limit.
Exactly.
You might have a limit in NFL. You might have a limit in baseball and basketball. They might have a limit.
There's no limit with God.
But there ain't no limit with God.
God will keep on. Long as you know, at one time, Terry, and God, I'm a confessor myself, because I'm a dirty, rotten sinner sometimes. But you know, at one time, I was operating in the giving principle very well. I gave, and I'm not talking about tithing. Let me straighten that out. I always pay my tithe. I was always faithful with that. But I was going that exceedingly abundantly above beyond part. When I would give more above my offering. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And one time I was giving, and every time I wanted something, I would give. and I would give towards it. You know, like, okay, like I need a car. What's the tithe on that car? The tithe is like it's a $30,000 car. The tithe would be $3,000. So I would go give an offer for $3,000. Uh-huh, and then I'm just using it for example. I didn't actually do this for the car, but I did it for other things. But then I would give the $3,000, and then God would bless me with the car. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't do it with a car, but I did it with other things that I needed. And it was working.
Yes.
Every time I needed something, I would go pay the tithe on it, and God would bless me for it. And I kind of got to the point where, okay, now I got everything I need. I really don't need that no more, so I quit doing it.
A lot of us
I feel bad because you know what happened was I stopped trusting God.
Right,
I got
right.
to the point, okay, well, I'm comfortable where I'm at now. I don't need that. Nothing no more, so let me stop doing. But what happened?
That's a dangerous place
and
to
that
be.
Was that exactly that's what happened. But what I should have did was when I didn't need nothing no more, I should have started believing for other people.
That's what I want you to do.
Just like you just said, I didn't transfer over.
Yes.
And then because I didn't transfer over, when the time came, I went through a lack. I went through a wall.
Yeah, yeah.
Not financially, because I was paying my tithe. If you pay your tithe, you're always gonna be blessed. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You're always going to have enough food to eat. You're always going to have enough in your house.
You're not robbing God.
Because you're not robbing God.
Actually, you're not really. When you do your. This is for another lesson down the road. And we don't want no money from you, so don't worry. But you pay your tithes. And you're not even giving yet when you pay your tithes, because that's already God's. You're just returning.
Exactly.
You're just returning that back to God. The tenth.
Exactly. God just.
You don't start really giving until you give the offering.
Exactly. You know? And that's what happened. I got to a position in my life where I wasn't giving no more. I was just giving God what was His, but I wasn't giving to. Because I look, guys. I'm gonna be honest with you. I found out it's hard to give to people.
It is.
Because people. Will not spend the money on what you want them to spend it on.
Right.
They want to spend it on what they want to spend it on.
And that's
the problem.
That's the problem.
And you like, I'm giving you the money to buy this, but they buy this.
Right.
And then you freak out. You get all upset.
That's why.
But the thing about it is, we gave it.
Right.
And so it's theirs to do that.
God's telling you. Also, the other thing is, you got to hear God. And if God tells you to do it, you just be obedient.
Exactly.
You did your part, you'll be blessed. Now, whatever they do with it, that's between them
and
God.
That's their choice.
But like when you give it to ministries and things like that, or churches, you should. They said Bible said giving good salt.
Right.
All right. So you really need to do the research, and if you're giving money, where it's really gone.
Right.
It should be gone to winning souls.
Yeah.
You know. Because harvest. You know.
What 99? I can just about promise you 99% of the churches out there. I'm not gonna say 100%.
Yeah.
There's always a few, but 99% of the churches are usually pretty good salt to sow into. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I say so too. I just say that you gotta be careful.
Right.
Got a lot of ministries out there.
Right. That's what I say. There's all
give 1%. Give to this because you're supposed to give to the poor. You're supposed to give to the hungry.
Exactly.
But there's a lot of them idea. How much of that money is actually going to help them?
You
got some of these things you got to do. You got to start.
Right. You see it all the time. You see it all the time. And
you got to be good stewards of the money.
Right. Exactly.
So you need to.
You
want to
get the best.
Right.
You know, one time. I had a situation in my life. Remember, I was telling you about earlier about the sewing tie thing and the
thing.
Well, I needed an outboard motor. I had just started fishing crabs, and I needed an outboard motor so where I can go fish crabs with. So all of a sudden, they had this thing on TV. Came on TBN. I don't know if y'all remember this, but where they started sending the satellites up into the sky to put out Sky Angel. It was just new.
Yeah.
It was all new. This was Sky Angel 1. Number 1, the very first one they did, and everything. Well, me and my wife, we needed an outboard motor, and the outboard motor was $3,000. Well, we went and take a note out on the outboard motor. We made a loan on it. Okay, well. God told us to do it, so we put $300 towards it, and we sold the seat to the Sky Angel, $300, because that's what they were asking for. You know how they ask for a certain amount. Well, we took that money, and we gave it. Within 1 month, before the first note came due, God gave us all the money to pay off the mortgage.
Praise God. That's how it works.
You know what I'm saying? That's how God works. You know what I'm saying?
You know, sometimes we feel like it's in God's timing, right? And it's not our timing, you know?
Right.
God's thoughts are different from our thoughts. His ways are different from our ways. So it looks like God's making us sweat it out. Wait, God, why you make me sweat now? But no, you guys will do it right when you need it, right? When it's supposed to be done.
Right, and he might want to build up some patience in you.
Yeah, well,
patience is very good to have in this world.
What came to me this morning on the way over here is that seed, time, and harvest.
Wow,
you plant your seeds, but it takes time for the harvest to come.
Yep.
And then you got your harvest.
Exactly.
You know? Some people want to rush it. I'll plant my seeds, and then next day, I ain't got no harvest, God. What's my...
I do that, Terry. I'm going to be honest with you. I used to take my little corn seed. I dig it up, and I try to see if it was starting to sprout yet and everything. I dig it back up again. I killed it, though. That's what I want to do. So I learned to start planting extra seeds.
But, yeah, you know, that's with everything with God. You're going to have a seed to plant, you know, and you got to have time. You got whatever that time, seasons, whatever it is, and then you got the harvest.
Exactly.
And that's when the blessings come. Exactly. You know, that harvest time, okay?
Yeah, and like you said, that is a thing, guys. That is a thing that is contradicted to your nature. Mm-hmm. Giving is not something that you want to do.
Especially this time in the age, everything's quick. You know,
fast. Always find reasons not to give. You can find reasons you don't have the money to give, you don't have the time to give, you don't have the person to give. You know, they're not going to spend it on what I want them to spend it on. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Good obstacle lesson. I just came to me. I'm going to have to do that. Put your money in these godly microwaves, and I'll put my money in there, and say, ding, ding, my second or two, boom, I got my money. No,
exactly. God don't work like that.
God don't work that.
Unfortunately, that's not the way it works with God.
But
the other thing about it, and we think, well, that's why God don't do it on our time, because God knows what's best for us.
It's like you always say, you know, if it's going to hurt you, God's not going to do it.
Exactly.
He knows you before you know yourself. Right. I mean, he knows you like the back of your hand. I mean, he knows you better.
Right.
And he knows how far you're going to go with this.
Exactly.
Right? You know? And
Dave Ramsey said, you always got to have a budget. Stop and think about it, God. Think about it. Ask yourself truthfully. Right now, if you had $1 million, what would be your plan? If somebody gave you $1 million right now, what would be your plan to still have $1 million by this time next year? And
I got to give a lot of that away. Now, the thing is, will I do it?
Exactly.
That's what it comes down to.
Exactly.
You know, because I know if I plant it and time, I'll have a harvest. That's how God. See, God, when God with the seeds and the time and the harvest, with the offerings and all that. God multiplied that. That's your 30 and
exactly.
10. What is it? 30, 60, 60 and 100-fold. All right, you can. That's what you can receive. God multiplies.
Exactly.
You know,
God, and that's what God does. You know, but you gotta have a plan. You gotta have a plan. Yeah. You got. You know, I always say that old saying: if you shoot for nothing, you hit it every time.
That's right.
But if you shoot for the moon and you only make it to the outer layers of the Earth's atmosphere, then at least you're a little bit further than you was alone.
I mean, and that's why God wants us. He wants that. He wants to bless us with wealth of the world. And like Proverbs 13:22, we said that last week. I'm gonna take the second part of that scripture. And the wealth of the sinners is laid up for the just. The sinners are sinners. And they got the wealth. Now, some of them are doing okay, but most of them, it's just me, and they want to hold on to everything, okay? That's the opposite of what God wants to do, all right? But that's laid up for Christians like you and us.
Exactly.
Us could get it. But there's a purpose. He wants to bless you so you have a good life, but there's more. There's more. You get your portion, but God's going to give you more where you can give it.
Exactly.
You know? And if you give that part, it's going to multiply. And then you might have thousands of dollars to give. But your part of living, it's going to be big.
That's how the private principle works. And you know what? I found this for myself. You get to a point where you're rolling down the road, you're doing good.
Right.
It's easy to give the littles.
True.
When you give them $20, it's nothing.
Well, you just got to remember where it's coming from. God's the source, and if you're cutting that off, that you're going to get
gotta
it.
You got to get it in there. Way down in
there.
I know,
man.
It's not my money. It's not mine. It's his.
That's another lesson down the road is that God owns it all. We just stewards of it.
Exactly.
We don't owe anything, you know? You know, I don't owe anything. It's all God's. The house I paid for... You know, I try not to say mine in it because it's not mine. It's God's. And it's his to do what he wants. I got to be a good servant. He tell me to give it away. I should give it away. Okay? But I know, and there's enough men of God that did that over the times. They gave a house when God said it, and then they got a better house down the road.
I got a problem, Terry.
What? Oh, no.
I thought the house was my wife, so I didn't know it was God.
Well, anyway, I see exactly that's a way to get out of it. Well.
Because she acts like it's hers. No, I'm just joking. I got a good wife.
And you got a car, and especially it should be paid for.
Exactly.
But, hey, God might tell you to give a car. I know a lot of men of God gave cars, you know, and they got cars given to them. And look, when they go to buy a car, it's cash, you know. You know?
Exactly.
Because they sow in that, and that's what they're gonna in time they're gonna reap that.
Yeah.
You know?
And God's faithful, you know what, Terry? Yes. Guys, look. Don't, you know, you're out there right now and you say you're kind of feeling bad. If you're still listening to this video by this time, then kudos to you. You know, I appreciate that. You know what I'm
yes.
saying? Because you're faithful. You know what I'm saying? Because if you listen to the whole thing, then God's got a real blessing. If you listen to this whole thing and everything, God's got a blessing for
right.
you.
Right. I mean, that's why I support you. Go back to the first one. Wait. Anybody that jumps on down the road, down the line.
Exactly.
They're all going to think, well, they want money. They just want to take my money. No, you got to come back to last week's and this week, the foundational
right.
ones. There's a reason why we got to give, okay? You know, and it's for that end time harvest, okay?
Exactly.
Because it's going to take millions and millions and billions of dollars for that end time harvest to come in.
Yeah, because it takes time, you know. And
it's all that technology,
time.
And it's going to technology costs, and it's going to be more. And you know what? Like I said earlier, the devil's trying to do what he can to slow that down. You know, I think if we all are Christians, would get all this down. That while God wants to bless us, to bless other people, and we start doing that, you know, I think that everybody be doing it, enough be doing it, I think it's going to speed up the time that Jesus will come back. Because it's going to be one generation that's going to be, that really got to know this. Whatever that last generation is that Christ comes back, that generation is going to be doing what we're saying.
Exactly.
You know?
Yep.
You know, and whatever, and it might not be this one right now, it might not be the next one, but that's what I'm saying. It depends. Just like the church in Acts, the first church, they were doing everything. Everybody
exactly.
got blessed. Nobody
exactly.
went without.
Exactly.
You know?
And, you know, and you we try, a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, that won't work in this culture and everything. But the truth about it is working in this
it
time.
Is.
There are like the Amish. They're mm-hmm. doing this mm-hmm. right now. You know
right.
what I'm saying? There are other religions that
right.
are actually doing it. They might, you know, so it can't, the principles work no matter
right,
what.
Right.
No matter what religion you are, no matter who you are,
right.
you know, everybody, you know, in all, if you, like, I'm reading this book right now. It's, you know, I'm not going to say the name of the book because I didn't read the whole book yet, and so I don't want to endorse it in no kind of way until I finish
right.
reading it. But the thing about it is, when you deal with people,
mm-hmm.
you got to make people feel like they're important.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And by doing that, they turn around and make you feel important. You know what I'm saying?
True.
And so it's a cycle where we all work together. And that's the whole
right.
thing. Working together
Amen.
And helping each other
right.
blesses each person.
Mm-hmm.
And by blessing, and you start blessing other people, and you're making contact. By
true.
Making contact, then you're able to go out there and you'll be able to do more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because
mm-hmm.
I can't be prosperous by myself.
No.
I only
no.
know so much. You
that's
know what I'm saying?
That's
I
it.
Need somebody to teach me mm-hmm. how to be prosperous. The Bible teaches you how to be prosperous.
Amen.
There are men that went before, you know, at this time and day in our lives, Ted, we are so lucky because
yeah.
there's so much books
yeah.
out there
yeah.
to read
yeah.
to learn how to do things that way we can get out of the rut.
Right.
But we get caught in a cycle
right.
where we're content. And there's nothing wrong with being content.
No,
we
no.
should be content
no,
where
no.
we're at and everything.
No.
But we shouldn't be complacent. You know what I'm saying?
No, there's more because we've got to be blessing. You know, we got to be a blesser. You know,
right.
We got to bless people.
You know, because the point is going to come to the end. When this is the end of the line, this
mm-hmm.
is where the rubber meets the
right,
road.
Right, right,
we're going to stand before Jesus one
amen.
Day.
Yes, man. Yep.
And
yep.
when we stand before Jesus, he's going to judge our works.
That's it.
And when we stand, and what do you want to be known for? When you stand before Jesus, when your works are there, do you want everything just to be burned
mm-hmm,
up?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want to have some
right.
works that's going to be there, that's going to be eternal, and it's going to last forever?
Amen.
And they're going to put a crown on your head that when you stand,
right.
but you stand before your God, and you're gonna be able to say, "Well done, good and faithful
right,
servant."
Right.
And you're gonna be able to throw your crown at His feet,
right.
and you're gonna be proud of it. Or are you gonna have a crown that's all gonna be made of wood? And you know that's good. You get to heaven, but what do you want when you get to heaven? That's what you got.
Right.
And now's the time to be making all that stuff up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now's the chance.
And you know, when somebody like you were saying a little while ago. People might say that, well, that was back then, and like, but God's not doing that now. You know the scripture I give them? We said the scripture last week, too. It's in Hebrews 13:8. It says, and you're talking about God, His nature, God. He says, He's the same yesterday and today and forever. So God, what God did in the past, He's doing it today, and He's going to be doing it for, you know, forever. Right?
Exactly.
God don't change what He did
he
in the past.
He doesn't change.
So that's you got to believe that word. You got to believe that word, and you know.
And it goes through cycles. You know, and everything goes with God. Right. And you know, and it talks about, and you can see that in the scriptures. And it talks about, he even to, the last scripture that I can think of with the Bible was when all the martyrs were under the altar.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Jesus gave them white coats, and he said, "Wait here just a little bit longer till all your brothers join you." Because mm-hmm. so there's time, seasons for everything in God's
amen,
in
amen,
God's
amen.
Thing. There's another talking about the bowls of sin. There's another talking about bowls of prayer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then when they fold up, you know, sometimes it seems like, I don't know if you ever had this happen to you, Terry. Like all of a sudden things would be just be going bad, all kind of problems. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden things would just switch like that. Boom.
Switch.
And it just like in one second, boom. It just like somebody just took a light switch off. Boom. Everything starts going good. Good,
when
good,
you
good.
Say that, I think about Job, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, things are going to go bad in your life.
It went bad.
It went bad
for him.
Yeah. But God
turned it around. You know what I'm saying? When you turn it around, when things went good, Yes, you know what I'm saying? And it's the same thing with y'all out there. You know, the whole point of the principles is, it's not, we're already operating in these principles. You know what I'm saying? We're there. We're operating in it. Now, we haven't arrived yet.
We're still working on it.
And the choice is up to you. Well, I start operating in these principles? And that's what we're here for. We're here to try to teach you and try to help you to understand what the principles of God so you can be blessed. Because it makes us nothing more happier in our lives to see you blessed. Because if you're blessed, then we're being blessed by you being blessed.
That's right.
You know, so.
And our time's up, really. And so I had some more scriptures, but maybe for another time. But there's so much, and like I said, I'm not sure if next week is going to be another foundational one or not. But eventually we'll get to the principles. Okay, and that's really the nuts and bolts. If you get with God, do these things, you got your seeds, you're planting your seeds, and then you just need some time, and you'll have a harvest.
Right.
You
know? Exactly. And what we're going to do is to rather tell the audience about the people coming on.
If you want.
Yeah. So, guys, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be starting up this year. We're going to try something a little different. We're going to try having people that we know that we think would help to make you better and influence your life. We're going to have them start coming on as guests every once in a while. We're going to try to have a guest. You know, you don't get tired just listening to us all the time. You know what I'm saying?
It's kind of, this is the format we're going to do. Now, I'm going to be the one, you know, be the interviewer, which I don't. Have no professional interviewing, but I'll do that. I'll ask the questions the best of my ability, and then of course the guest is going to answer them, and then Sonny's going to throw his two cents like he always does.
Two cents.
You know, and that's just how we're going to do that. And like I said, it's going to be ever so often we're going to do that just to kind of break up. And I just feel this will this. A little bit, add a little, like, you know, you got a pot of gumbo, you got to add a little seasoning.
Yeah, a little Tony Sacheri.
Well, you know, you got to add till you get the right.
Exactly. So we're hoping this is a blessing to you. So, God, we want to pray for it like we do every week.
Yes,
you know, we just, look, don't feel bad. If that's you and you're out there and you say, I don't think I can ever add up to this. This is just way above me and everything. But you know what? It's not. God, you know, God can. There are people out there that had nothing.
Yes.
I mean, just start. If you read the testimonies of some of these people, they had nothing. Mm-hmm. They started off; they were dirt poor. They started off with nothing. They were slaves. Some of them were slaves. Some of them were immigrant workers. Some of them were living on the streets. Some of them were in foster homes. The only thing they had was a drive inside of them. They wanted to do better.
That's right.
And that's all you need. That drive. So I'm going to pray for you and believe in God, that God give you the zeal and the drive to step forward, to do great things.
I have a word. I feel this is somebody out there. Might be more than one person. But I said, you got to start somewhere. And somebody says, I'm telling you, don't eat your seed. All right? God's going to give you a seed that you need to sow so you can get this thing going. All right? So you can have a harvest, you know, seed time and harvest. But a lot of people eat their seeds, and then they ain't got nothing after. They ain't got nothing. They don't have to. Don't wait because they ain't got no harvest because you hate to see.
Exactly. You know? So, Father God, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you give them the zeal and the drive, Lord mm-hmm. God, to do great things, Lord God. And you help them, Lord God, to learn how to plant their seeds in the ground, Lord God.
Yes, yes.
To be able to sow good fruit that they will have good fruit to eat. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
So, guys, like we said in the video, make sure you press that like button down. You got to press it down. Smash it down. Just put your finger on and touch it right there. And we're looking forward to seeing you again next week. So be blessed.
Amen.